Britt Sontowski. Website. https://brit4souk.ca. Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/brit4souk. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Running independently. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live, work and play in Souk. I've lived there since 2005. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am the executive director of the Souk Region Chamber of Commerce, January 2020 to present. Before that, I was the publisher and founder of Souk Pocket News, 2014 to 2020. I also co-teach tourism, transforming destinations, at RRU on a contract basis, and have since 2018. I have a BA and MA, and sort of know some stuff. I'm teaching a lifelong learning course on disinformation, misinformation and fake news in Souk in November. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. No previous election experience, although I ran once previously for Souk trustee, came in dead last in 2018, and once for council in the 2019 by-election, came in third, missed it by less than 25 votes. I've gotten used to the disappointment of not winning and I've mastered the external projection of grace. Now, I'm aiming to place. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Souk has great potential as a destination community. Did you know we once had a bowling alley? Shoe stores? A bulk food store? Over the years, Souk has become a bedroom community for Victoria, with 71% of our workforce hopping in their cars and traveling out of Souk to earn an income. Work in Victoria, and you can easily spend 15 hours a week in traffic. Add that to a 40-hour work week. As an entrepreneur and as the executive director of the Souk Region Chamber of Commerce, I see the potential of Souk. I encounter the visionaries. I hear their dreams and plans. And their roadblocks. I believe that my commitment to the community, my experience as an entrepreneur, and my work with the chamber strongly contribute to my vision of Souk as a vibrant place to live, work and play. What are your top three issues? 1. Jobs. Souk is currently a bedroom community for Victoria, with 71% of our workforce commuting. More quality jobs in Souk would mean less carbon dioxide, more personal time, and an improved quality of life. 2. Environment. See above. Fewer commuters would mean less carbon dioxide pumped into the air every day. Increased town core density designed for live, work would encourage entrepreneurship and startups. 3. Affordability. While Souk is continually pitched as affordable, what is actually meant is that it costs less than other municipalities. It's still grossly unaffordable, especially to those working for lower and minimum wages. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? A city feel with ample opportunities, including jobs, education, arts and entertainment, diverse dining, range of living options, viable internal public transit, while keeping the small-town community feel and friendliness, walkable parks, sidewalk seating, accessible public spaces, green spaces, and access to the waterfront. What's one big idea you have for your community? I want to see Souk become a go-to destination, not a drive-through destination for the provincial and federal parks along the wild west coast of Vancouver Island. So, not a bedroom community for Victoria, sorry Victoria. But a vibrant place to live, work and play for visitors and residents alike. This means more density, more support for business development, more, and better quality jobs, in Souk. It also means fewer commuters, and less transit pollution.